that's good, man. Thank you, Lord.
Would you eat the hog scraps for the table?
Oh, yeah.
And how would that be?
Slop, they called it. Yeah, just table scraps. Had a big can out the kitchen. Wasn't anything edible. It was left over. Had a trough, you know, shaped like a... But their main fare was corn, to fatten them on corn. Well, they got the scraps from the table, anything like that that they would eat.
When you fed the animals, did you have a certain name for that time of day?
Well, they generally fed the hogs in the late afternoon, night.
I mean, would you call it feed time, short time?
Yeah, feed time. Hog feeding time, we call it. Hog feeding.
And while we're on the subject of hogs, would you explain the different names like gilt and shote and barrel and...
Yeah, well, of course, had a castration of them. That was one of the main things. We had an old neighbor did most of the castration, and she also spayed the sows. They were to be fattened, you see, but the others. And of course, some of the people that turned their hogs loose in the swamp, and the cows, the big swamp there, and they would mark the hogs by cutting a certain mark in the ears, you know, swallow fork on the left ear and a crop in the right one. Each farmer had his own. And so he could tell his hogs by his marks on the ears. And I had one old uncle live down there. He never did get his cows out. They stayed in the swamp all the time. Went down to the swamp to milk them. That was the river swamp. Had a big pen right close by, right on the river. I've gone down there with him, helped him drive up the cows in the swamp and milk them. Carried 2 5-gallon cans across a horse's back. It was about 2 miles down after the way he milked. And when we'd get back to the house with those 2 cans of milk, I've often seen pieces of butter floating around in that milk. It would churn on the horses. Yeah, and a lot of people don't believe that, but I've seen that butter in that milk.
It's reasonable. These words, gilt and shote, did you ever use
Well, them? A shote, yeah, a shote was a young hog. Anything was called a shote. In fact, I got a first cousin whose nickname is Shote today, and they still call him Shote. he looked like a little pig when he was a kid, and they got to call him Shote. His nickname today is still Shote.
Gilts or barra?
Yeah, well, a barra was a castrated boar.
And the gilt, do you remember that term at all?
I remember that term. I think that was a sow that had been operated on, I believe it was.
Did you feel free to say boar around women?
Sure.
You did?
Just like a bull, there's no difference.
Yes.
A bull.
What would you use for the male horse?
Stood.
And this was spoken of freely around women. There was no.
Well, I don't remember any. I know a bull was a bull, and a male hog was a boar. As far as I can remember that.
There, in some areas of the state, people recall a great sense of delicacy about that. They, around women, they'd never say anything but male. A male horse, a male hog.
Well, that might have been so, but I don't remember that.
Well, this region may very well have been more sophisticated and not...
I know we felt no inhibitions at all about talking about a bull, this, that, and other. I can't remember any.
I think this is a little bit off the subject, but is there a difference? Do you sense a big sense of...